You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm going to say you more than likely won the fun prize for this weekend. I was doing mostly, well, in fact, I was doing home repair stuff, patching that hole in the basement bathroom ceiling, got that done and painted yesterday, so that project is done. And the guy who quoted me, the amount that he quoted me to come in and fix it, well, he can just take a hike.
He can suck it.
And then I've got this, when we bought the house, the lady who owned it before us, she had, for whatever reason, Jeremy, she put in a white picket fence all around the backyard.
Okay.
You'd have to know the property. I mean, there's no houses behind us. It's just woods. And it's this giant picket fence. We're on like 2.5 acres, and I swear she put that fence out quite a ways. It just doesn't fit at all with the neighborhood. I've hated it since we moved in, and I finally started the process of taking that down.
Good, get it out of there.
Sledgehammer. I'm probably about 70% finished with it now. The last thing is to get the posts, the big posts that are driven into the ground, get those up and out of there, and then probably hire a roll-off to come and just throw it all in there.
Yeah, what a mess.
Just to get it out of there. But I spent the weekend doing manual labor while you were out drinking.
Oh, I feel kind of bad. But you know what? I'm happy, though, because you've been complaining about that fence since you've moved into that place, so I'm actually really glad that you're getting that ugly thing down and out of there.
It needs to get gone.
I've seen pictures of it, you guys, and it needed to go.
It's stupid.
It's stupid and it needed to go, so I'm glad you're doing that. But yeah, Saturday was definitely the highlight of my weekend. Back for Father's Day, my wife, sweet knickknack, got me the tour to Stranahan's Whiskey, kind of close to downtown, and she got me a bottle of Stranny's, too, to go with it. So we've been kind of waiting to have a little date day/afternoon. So we dropped the kids off at my parents' house on Saturday at around noon, and we went down and did the little whiskey tour, did all the samples. They've got a great little bar in there too. When you're done, you can pull up a chair and have an old fashioned and some foo-foo watermelon drink that Nick Nack had that was actually really, really good. Yeah. And it was just really nice to spend some time with my wife for a little bit. I mean, we were just really excited to do this. The tour, I will highly recommend. It's a great little date spot if you're looking for something to do. The story behind Stranahan's is fantastic. It's like a what are the odds kind of stories behind, you know, Colorado whiskey. So that was cool. And then we wrapped that up and zipped back down Santa Fe to a little Italian restaurant that we've been wanting to try. And bellied up to the bar there, and I posted a picture of the calzone I had. Oh, my God. Tasty, tasty, tasty. So we had a couple more glasses of wine and a calzone there. And the bad thing about having the day date is, you know, you have the cocktails at Stranahan's, and then you go grab lunch, and you have a couple more glasses of wine, and you're enjoying each other's company and blah, blah, blah. By 5 o'clock, we were ready to go to bed.
Tired, weren't you?
Tired. Yeah. It was like we had French bread and a calzone and then, you know, a lot of bread. And then on top of some little, you know, alcohol, it was like, do we have to go pick up the kids? Can we just go home and go to bed?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it was brutal. But yeah, so that was really fun. What else did we do? I worked on my bathroom a little bit. Reed had a get-together yesterday at the pool with a bunch of his buddies. So we had spent a bunch of time at the pool yesterday and I don't know, it was just a good weekend, man. I feel really bad that you were stuck outside chopping a fence down. Mine was pretty chill and pretty fun.
That's all right. You know, the only thing, and I've done that Stranahan's tour. It's a
hoot. You've been there. It's great.
I did that tour with my son. He also recommends the one you should check out with your buddies. He said the Laws tour.
Yeah.
He says that one is also quite good. So
a couple other people recommended that. I posted some pictures on our Facebook, and people said, check out the Laws one. So.
Yeah, I haven't done that one, but Dominic said that it was really good,
too.
Yeah. So my only thing with taking down this fence is that I've gotten to what I've saved to the end is the part where it's the farthest out from the house. It's out into the wild area, and it's probably where most of the snakes are.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that.
And so that's why I've kind of held off on that part of it. Because that's
send your wife out to do that part.
The snakes are... Well, the thing, and that's funny that you say that.
She likes that kind of stuff.
She loves the snakes. She just thinks they're adorable. And I'm like, But you know, I'll tough it out. I'll get out there probably today.
Some boots on that go up to your knees, and you know, so nothing bites you.
I'll go out and make a lot of noise first and bang into all the weeds and stuff like that, just to try to see if I can scare them off a little bit.
Slither away.
Yeah.